As a reminder, today's call is being recorded.
This is a test.
Type offense. Well, you know what? He came out, went no huddle like the first year. Then he settled down. That's what he understands now. This is about the team success. Right now, you have enough weapons. It's not about just, you know, putting up yards. Putting up wins is the important thing. You don't need to trick people with the talent that you have. This young kid at quarterback is a superstar. There's no question. But I'm going to tell you what I was most impressed with Cliff Kingsbury. It was that he ends up getting Hopkins in. So, of course, oh, that's easy. Oh, yeah? He also fed him the football. And the mark of a great coach is being able to get the ball to your best weapons. I've seen it over and over. A guy will get a great receiver, he'll get three or four targets. He had, I think, 16, and he had 14 catches. Yeah? So, to me, that shows me that this dude, he is sharp. I can get on him all he wants, but I got to tip my hat to him that he really impressed me that way. Meanwhile, Dan Orlovsky. Andre Hopkins to take apart what we think might be the best defense in football yesterday.
And can I go back in time? Can I go back in time and maybe not sign that extension in Houston with this general manager, Bill O'Brien, because the guy that I'm watching on television, is that the guy that we deemed not good enough to pay anymore? Or that he wasn't worthy enough to pay? Or make the decision that we were better off without him? Like, that's the guy that I'm watching get 14 catches, and all of a sudden the Cardinals are beating the defending NFC refs in the Super Bowl. So Deshaun Watson's got to be sitting there going, man, I wish I could go back and change the way I did some things.
I mean, listen, we watched them play on Thursday night against a defense that isn't as good as the San Francisco defense. I mean, Kansas City defense has improved, but not as good. I believe DeAndre Hopkins is the best receiver in the National Football League, and they just decided to get rid of him. You don't win games by getting rid of your best player.
Greedy. Bill O'Brien, the GM,
yeah,
is killing Bill O'Brien, the coach.
Yeah.
Like, that was an absolute atrocious move.
Absolutely. And look, and you see it immediately. When the things that you were so predictable become the problems immediately, that's when the criticism feels very valid. The Texans could have used him, and yesterday he beat San Francisco. Let's take a break, but I'll remind you that the week is by no means over. We got two tonight on Monday Night Football. The doubleheader starts at 7 Eastern. Ben is back with the Steelers visiting the Giants, and that's followed by Derrick Henry and the Titans visiting the Broncos. A special edition of Monday Night Countdown kicks off the coverage 5 o'clock Eastern on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and the ESPN app. Coming up, we all know Dan Orlovsky is a huge fan of Carson Wentz, but Dan has been concerned this morning after an opening day disaster. We'll talk about that next. Get up on ESPN.
Motorcycle riders love the open road, and GEICO loves helping riders get to where they're going. So to help even more, GEICO is giving new and current customers a 15% credit on their motorcycle policies with the GEICO Give Back. And because we're committed for the long haul, the credit lasts your whole policy term. The GEICO Give Back, helping riders focus on the road ahead.
I'm going to hold on promoting you this quarter.
Cool.
Drop the taco. Get in the car. Does this centrist feel like a compromise to you?
Wait, what?
The handling is good, right? No compromise there.
experts, we know they shouldn't be delivered like this.
Spaghetti tacos spread across the bottom of my delivery bag.
The burger was wilted.
We can't see anything delivered for us.
We wanted to give you a burger that is designed to be delivered.
A taco? That was made to deliver right.
Taco from Domino's?
What?
Oh, my. The new Domino's cheeseburger pizza.
This is our new chicken taco pizza.
Now the best way to get a taco or burger delivered is to get a Domino's pizza.
Well, soggy taco.
It's not easy crafting the distinctive full-flavor taste of Maker's Mark. Getting all our water from our very own limestone filtered lake. Getting red winter wheat instead of the usual rye from this one family farm. And aging to taste by constantly sipping bourbon. Wait, all this sounds pretty nice, actually. No wonder we've been doing it this way for so long.
So body complete. No lactose, up to 25 grams of complete protein, and no added sugar. Nutrition puzzle solved.
Looking for something new? Now through September 16th, join Planet Fitness for no enrollment fee. $10 a month, no commitment. Keep it fresh with tons of cardio and strength equipment in a squeaky clean club. And cardio distancing means you'll have plenty of room to move. Get that just worked out feeling in club for no enrollment fee. Or keep it going at home with daily live working and hundreds of workouts on the Planet Fitness app. Join today for no enrollment fee. $10 a month, no commitment. Still ends September 16th.
We rise together for this generation and the next. On the court and in the streets. For your city and for your team. For everything it took to get to this moment, we rise together. Because together, we can win it all.
We're going to run the hurry up through some notable quarterback performances of yesterday. Ryan Clark joins us this morning. Gardner Minshew threw three touchdowns in a surprising Jacksonville win. RC, is that gold or fool's gold?
It's gold, but not the type of gold that you're looking for. That type of gold that's going to get you wins all season. But this is who he is. He's a guy that's going to compete very Ryan Fitzpatrick-like, and this team will be in some games this year. That doesn't mean that they'll be good. This is a great start for Gardner Minshew against a bad secondary in Indianapolis coach, but don't expect to win each and every week.
Buffalo, Josh Allen, his first career 300-yard passing game. Rex, gold or fool's gold?
This is absolute gold right here. Probably platinum gold. I'm telling you, this dude right here, you know, New England has Cam Newton. Guess what? The Bills have a young Cam Newton. Right here, this kid right here, one of the best red zone quarterbacks in the league the last couple of years, and he gets better and better and better every year.
He does play a little bit like Cam.
Oh,
he does. Dan, Mitch Trubisky, three fourth quarter touchdown passes and a come from behind win. Gold or fool's gold?
I agree. I mean, this is like fool's gold. This is like, you know, painted gold when you're in high school and your girlfriend goes to Claire's to get fake gold earrings or something because he was so bad. He was so bad mechanically in the first three quarters. And then all of a sudden, fourth quarter, he gets hot and a beautiful touchdown pass to Anthony Miller down the sideline. He had a great throw to play before. So a little bit of fake gold here. This is a really good win. He proved to his team he could bring them back. But he's got to play better, more consistently for them to say, yes, this is gold.
Meanwhile, Eagles in Washington, and early on, it's Carson Wentz, and it's a 17-0 Philadelphia lead, Rex, and you figure, oh, this is going to be a comfortable cruise to a win. And then this happens, Rex. What is this?
Yeah, it's going to be a rout, but what are you doing? You can't be throwing that ball up in the corner, covered, hanging one up there.
Golly. It's a terrible throw.
Terrible throw.
Fabian Moreau comes for the pick, and that turns the whole game around. Washington scores at 17-7, early third. This is not a replay. This is a different play.
It's not a replay, but it sure looks the same to me.
And what are you doing? You've got to protect the football, Carson Wentz.
Really bad.
Second pick of the day is very similar to the previous play. Now it's 17-14, early fourth. Eagles first and 10 at their own 25, and all of a sudden the Washington defensive line, and that is they have five first-round picks up there, they start taking over the football game.
Yeah, Greeny, I mean, you have eight sacks, but this was the story of the day.
Team dropbacks, sacked 8 times when under pressure. Washington scored 27 straight and beat the Eagles in the most surprising result of week one by far. And Dan Orlovsky, who loves Carson Wentz, tweeted yesterday, Carson Wentz is hurting his team. Point blank, he's hurting the team. Only reason Washington is in the game is Wentz. Again, this is a big moment because Dan Orlovsky is the biggest supporter of Carson Wentz. So I appreciate the honesty, Dan, with what your eyes were seeing. What disturbed you so much about what you saw from Carson yesterday?
Now, he's the reason they lost the football game. I could put it on one person's shoulders. I played for Gary Kubiak, and when we would go and have to play against the Indianapolis Colts when they had Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis, Kubiak would start our week by saying to the quarterback, do not let this defensive line win the football game. He would say it all week, and that would be the last thing that we would hear. Don't let the defensive line ruin the football game. For the Eagles to go up like donuts, the only way Washington comes back into that game is you turn the football over and you let the defensive line become dominant. And I understand there was injuries. I'm aware of that. But you are a good enough player. You're experienced enough. You're mature enough. You went through last year to understand there's a difference between being a player or a talent and being a quarterback. You did not quarterback your team well enough. You let that defensive line get going, and then they got going and going, and momentum took over. And so it's so disappointing watching what Carson Wentz experienced last year and watching him not feel the need to try and win the football game every single play and see the results of carrying that team to the playoffs. It's so disappointing to watch him come out and do that yesterday because he tried to win the game every single snap, and in turn, he loses the game. I don't want to hear about who wasn't there. You're a good enough player. You're paid that amount of money. When guys aren't able to play, you're good enough to make sure that your team beats the football team that still, even with those guys out, isn't as talented as yours. And so I checked my notes. At halftime, I wrote, the quarterback's holding the ball too much. They cannot survive this way. If Carson Wentz does not fix this today, then they've got big-time problems moving ahead in these coming weeks.
Yeah, all right. RC has been having some technical problems, so we're thrilled to have you with us. Ryan Clark, your thoughts on what we saw from Philly yesterday?
Listen, Carson Wentz started the game out on fire. Dallas Goedert was involved very early, not Zach Ertz. And then he went into Carson Wentz Superman mode. But that's what we applauded him for last year when you lose your top running back, when you have wide receivers that are down. Carson Wentz carried this team to the playoffs. We didn't see that type of Carson Wentz yesterday because we didn't see it here. He didn't play the game with his mind. You look at the pick by Moreland. You look at the pick by Fabian Moreau. These were very easy throws for Carson Wentz in which he telegraphed. And after that, he started to press. He allowed this D-line to get to him. He didn't protect the ball. He didn't find ways to help his team make plays. And that's what Carson Wentz is paid for. I'm not going to say defensively that the Washington football team isn't good because they have good players. They're obviously very talented up front. But there is no way that this team is supposed to stymie the Philadelphia Eagles the way they did down the stretch once the Eagles went up 17-0. I believe Carson Wentz will get it fixed because I believe that he is that talented. But he has to look at this game and say, even though I have new weapons, I do not have to force the ball. I don't have to win the MVP this week. And it felt like Carson Wentz was trying to do that the entire second half once he threw that first pick to Fabian Moreau after 2 minutes in the first.
That's right. Again, and this all starts with a 17-0 lead, so it is confounding. Meanwhile, I think a lot of people will probably hear Dan say, don't let the defensive line ruin the game. Rex, what does that mean? How did they let the strength of Washington, they have five first-rounders on that defensive line. How did he let them ruin the game?
Well, because all the impact. I mean, you have 8 sacks in that game, and I go back to my, Weeb Eubank, a lesson I learned from Weeb Eubank 100 years ago, mm-hmm. was it starts with protection first. You got to protect your quarterback. And to me, I don't care about all the fancy routes and all that stuff. Protect the quarterback. If your 5 can't block him, you better block with 6.
So is that on Wentz, or is that on the coaching staff?
Well, I think it's part on Wentz and it's part on the coaching staff, certainly. But to me, this game right here, what Wentz doesn't understand is you have to protect the football team. And that's what he didn't do, protect the
seconds. Go.
Rex knows when he used to play against Tom Brady would go number one to ball out because he knew the only way that that team was going to beat the Patriots was sacks and turnovers. Carson Wentz has to learn that. Get the ball out of your hands. You got week two to figure it out, and that's an important thing for this offense.
Okay, again, that's one of the places that it begins. Meanwhile, time now for a quick Heisman preview, which is brought to you by Nissan, premier partner of the Heisman Trophy, Trevor Lawrence. Did you watch him Saturday night? Kicked off his Heisman campaign with a 3-touchdown performance at Wake Forest, threw for one, rushed for two more, and a 37-13 win. Trevor Lawrence finished the last 8 games of last season on a tear, 22 passing touchdowns, 0 picks. Saturday, the numbers even better, threw for over 350 yards at over 12 yards per attempt. Coming up, the Cowboys in the middle of controversy in week one. Did the ref cost them this game? We'll get that answer next. Get up on ESPN.
Before you even take that first bite of those crispy, golden McDonald's french fries, remember, it's all about the unboxing.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families, people you might call neighbors. So the next time you need a little know-how for your ride, we'll be here, there, and everywhere, doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a Napa Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center, you can count on Napa know-how.
Maybe the future of beer isn't so futuristic after all. Michelob Ultra Pure Gold, organic by nature.
There he is. Oh, wow. You're doing really great with the twirling.
Dad, if you want to talk, I have a break at 3.
Okay. I'm going. Like I wasn't here. Keep doing it, buddy.
Switch to Progressive and you can save hundreds. You know, like the sign says.
Great. It's so pretty, isn't it?
Wow. Jim, could you pop the hood for us?
There she is.
Travel charge, right?
Yes, it is.
Jim, could you, take the tire?
Oh, yeah.
Could you change the color inside the car?
Oh, sure. How about blue?
That's more cyan, but jump in the back seat, Jim. Act like my kid.
How much longer?
Exactly how they sound. It's got massaging seats, too, right?
Oh.
Shop from home or in person to learn more about the Mercedes-Benz sedan family. Lease the C300 sedan for just $449 a month at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer.
So learning complete. No lactose. Up to 25 grams of complete protein. And no added sugar. Nutrition puzzle solved.
Thank you.
XL Vent is on now. Take advantage of these exceptional offers on new all-wheel drive models. Zero payments for 90 days. 0% interest for 60 months. Receive up to $1,500 customer cash. Shop MazdaFabric.com, and you'll see why Mazda Fabric continues to be Washington's largest Mazda dealer. Don't miss our annual all-wheel drive sales event. MazdaFabric.com.
Well, we welcome you to another hour of Get Up. We come to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. I am Greeny. That is Rex Ryan, who is back at Better Than Ever. Dan Orlovsky is with us this morning. Ryan Clark is with us this morning as we look back on what was a very interesting day one of the NFL season. And we get up with, how about them Cowboys this morning? The D and Big D stands for, did you see that call? Or did they get robbed? We'll answer both those questions. Then Tampa Tom looks disgusted after a disheartening debut. What exactly happened to an offense that should be much better? Meanwhile, Brady's old team, with its new quarterback looking very comfortable through week one, is Cam riding the beginning to a successful second half? We got all the answers as we get up with you, starting right now with the game of the night at brand new SoFi Stadium. Rams, Cowboys, some Rams players taking a knee during the playing of the national anthem. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones standing, of course, with his hand over his heart, as was to be expected. The Cowboys, all save for one, would stand during the playing of the national anthem. To the action we go. Early second quarter. Cowboys down 7-0. And Rex, here comes Zeke.
Yeah, you can't stop this guy right here. Complete back. There it is. Makes it great. I mean, look, that's most backs take that thing out of bounds for about a 3-yard gain. This guy is special.
He takes it to the house. 22 carries for 96 yards. For Zeke, feed me, says the tattoo on his stomach. Right?
Me too. I mean, I'm with him all the way. Feed me.
Third quarter, Rams down 14-13, but not for long. Robert Woods has really emerged, Rex, in this offense.
Yeah, he really has. This guy right here, I think he's one of the most underrated players in the league. I had a chance to coach this guy in Buffalo, and I should have done a better job.
He had 6 catches for 105 yards, and now here's Malcolm Brown taking it in for a score. He had 18 carries, 79 yards. That's his second touchdown. Rams up 6, 12 minutes left. Cowboys down 3, 4th and 3. They don't kick the field goal, Rex.
No, of course not. Analytics. Throw analytics out there in a sack of paper. Golly, I hate analytics.
Rex hates the analytics. They turn it over, but they would get one more chance, and so here's the play we will be talking about. That Dak, this is Michael Gallup. Oh, it's a 47-yard gain, but hold everything. Offensive pass interference. Take another look, Rex. Is it a good call?
Garbage call right here, Greeny. I mean, come on, dude. Great throw by Dak Prescott. Gallup, he's even. He's leaving. Jalen Ramsey knows it. Smart kid from Brentwood, Tennessee. But it's an acting job.
That is a defensive-minded coach saying that it is a bad call.
And
on
I hate the Cowboys.
Meanwhile, it sets up this. Dak last gas, no good. Dak would go for 266 in a score. Goff, 275 in a pick. But in the end, it's the Rams with the win. And all anyone was talking about was the offensive pass interference.
It was clear as day. If they wouldn't have called that, then I would have been highly upset. Yeah, that was clear as day, in my opinion. I don't know what y'all saw, but that's what I saw and felt out there.
Just watching it live, it looked like two guys hand fighting. I thought it was well executed. I was surprised there was a call there either way. So very obviously disappointed in the call.
Tony Correnti was the ref. He said, I can tell you it was clear and obvious on the field of a hand into the opposing player, a full arm extension that created separation. In all situations, that would be called. We're not going to allow that at any time of the game. So, you heard from Rex. He's a defensive coach. I want to hear from the DB on my team. Ryan Clark, was that a good call and essentially decided the game?
I think it's a good call. Listen, Marcus Smart, I mean, Jalen Ramsey did an extremely good job of selling the call. We obviously knew when you saw the arm extend, Jalen understood he had got, Michael Gallup had gotten a little separation from him, and you saw him do a flop, but then he tried to finish the play. I think, and it's crazy, I get a call right after, and somebody goes, we talk about DBs all the time, and like, he wouldn't flop in that situation. Like, Jalen just wouldn't do that if he didn't think he was pushed. It wasn't acting. I thought it was a little acting on the end, but you could see the arm on his chest the whole time. Then he extends, and he gets a little space. Now, what you want to say is, ref, don't make that call, or official, swallow your whistle at this moment. But that's not the way that football should work. That
don't want a penalty that goes uncalled to decide a game. And so that was the right call. The Rams win the game. And if you're Dallas and you got all these 3,000-yard wide receivers and you got this great rusher and you got a new coach and Jason Garrett's gone, you should be winning the game by a lot anyway, so it's your fault.
I'm glad you took us there. We've talked a lot about the call. Dan Orlovsky, all the things that we could complain about from the Cowboys' offense yesterday are the same things as last year. They're terrible on third down. They don't look explosive enough. They only score 17 points in a spot where it feels that they should do a lot better. Dan Orlovsky, what did you see in the Cowboys' offense last night that left us feeling disappointed?
Vanilla ice cream. Just way too basic, way too generic. And this is an offense that we've all talked about the talent, right? I want to see this ball, first of all, spread out more between all those weapons. And then, guys, you have to, on third down at the end of the game, when you go over to end this football, third down.
No, we're obviously losing again. Let me put that on hold there, Cindy. I'm sorry. Obviously, we've been here for you understand we're all just doing the best we can here, and unfortunately the signal is just not cooperating. I'll come back to him as soon as I can. Meanwhile, Rex, I know there was one other thing that really rubbed you the wrong way. We touched on it in the highlights. 4th and 3 on the 11th. They decide to go for it there. Analytics suggest that you do. Instead of kicking a field goal that would have tied it, maybe it doesn't decide the game because of the offensive pass interference. But what do you think of the decision?
Yeah, no, I disagree with the decision. And look, analytics tells you to go for every 4th down. I mean, I'm sorry, analytics, this isn't Pop Warner. This is the National Football League, and I get it. If you think you have momentum or whatever, you got a great matchup, then you go for it. You might consider it. But you're over on third down conversions. So to me, kick the thing in, especially if you're the better team, kick the field goal, tie the game up, and play on. So to me, there is everybody can say, oh, no, it's right. No, it isn't. You haven't converted a third down all day. So I'm sorry, it's not the right call.
And it was a frustrating game if you're rooting for the Cowboys because all of the same things we complained about last year, and we blamed all of them on Jason Garrett, who just stood there, smiled, and spit as these games were going on, and we decided he was the problem. Here they are a year later, and the offense looks exactly the same. Same concerns. We'll talk about it more as we go. I want to get Orlovsky back as soon as I can. Meanwhile, Bucks, Saints, yesterday. And that means, of course, the debut of Tampa Tom. Still Rex. Hard to get used to seeing him in that
uniform.
I'm
with you, Greeny. Wait, that doesn't make sense. He should always have been in a New England jersey.
Going up against that guy, Drew Brees. And very early, Brady looked good. First drive, first completion, this looks good.
Yeah, okay, never mind. It's okay to be in Tampa. Good. I mean, that's a beautiful throw right there by Brady.
And it sets this up. This is how they cap off the first drive. Brady taking it himself, and then the Gronk spike, which is as close as it really got to see Gronk play a factor in this yesterday. And so he starts out good, but then it starts to get away from him a little bit. Meanwhile, Brees to Alvin Kamara. Kamara will tie the game at 7. Ensuing Bucs possession, this is where it goes wrong. This is going to be a pick over the middle. Whose fault is this play?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. It looks like it's the receiver because he stops. And it's either his fault or it's Brady's fault, expecting him to continue. Either way, there's miscommunication some way. And as the coach will say, it's an ME, but he doesn't say on which guy.
Buccaneers down 17-7 at the half. So early third, same score. Bucs back on offense. This is a terrible play.
This is a terrible play right here, and it's a terrible play design. He's looking to his right. He comes back late in the down to the wide side of the field, throwing an out route. Nobody should do that, especially a 43-year-old quarterback.
Denoris Jenkins, a pick six against Tampa. Where have we heard that before? Following that, Bucs looking to answer. Here's Brady. There's O.J. Howard. Brady, his first touchdown pass as a Buccaneer. He was 23 of 36, 239, 3 total TDs, but the Bucs are still down 10. Now it's a 7-point game. This is Brees. This is Jared Cook. That's a big play, a 46-yard gain, and that's going to set up Emmanuel Sanders for a big score.
Yeah, and Emmanuel Sanders, I was wondering where the heck did he disappear? Add to that same offense until this drive. But again, this is a guy right here. Expect him to be more featured as the year goes on.
31-17, Saints. 2.5 to play. Saints looking to run out the clock. Oh, they're running a trick play.
Oh, this is straight Buddy Ryan. I love it right here. But, oh, if you're a Tampa Bay fan, oh,
they're going to be mad.
Oh, they're going to be mad.
They may have bigger problems. They lose 34-23. Let's talk.
After the way we practiced for the last 2 weeks, we never thought I'd see us have that many penalties, that many turnovers. It's basically a mental error that really cost us when we got back in the game in the cupboard. So it's round one. We've lost round.
I lost plenty of games in my career, so I know I don't like it, but it happens. So we got to just do a better job.
Okay, so there you have it. Ryan, we've not had a chance to get your impressions of this. What did you see yesterday from Brady and the Buccaneers offense?
Well, what you saw from the game was it looked like 83 years of quarterback play going on. It looked geriatric. It looked a little old. That's what I thought when watching the game from what was supposed to be two of the most explosive offenses in the NFL. Now, when you get to Tom Brady, I said all offseason when we were coming up to this game that I thought he would struggle early. I thought that the Saints were a bad matchup defensively. This is a team that can really man you up on the back end, and they can rush for and get pressure. So this wasn't really the week. I thought we'd see Tom Brady and this offense shine. He starts out early with a good throw, but then you see some of the miscommunications, the interception thrown to Marcus Williams. You see Mike Evans try to sit it down. Brady leads him upfield. You also have to throw late in inside, and Zenoris Deacon takes it for pick six. And when he throws that pick six, I know right now Jameis Winston is sitting on the sideline for the Saints saying, shoot, I used to do the exact same thing. And so when you watch Tom Brady, you expect him to get better. The one thing I wanted to look at this game and see was, without Tom Brady having a mastery of the offense, without Tom Brady knowing the ins and outs of everything, was he good enough physically to win? Was Tom Brady talented enough as a quarterback to overcome not necessarily knowing everything that goes on with this offense? And he's not. The arm is not the same. The movement in the pocket is not the same. When you watched him and Rob Gronkowski yesterday, the first thing I thought was, my goodness, it is not 2014. And that's what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have to understand. This is not going to be, we're going to get all of Jameis' yards, all of Jameis' explosion, all of Jameis' talent minus the interception. You don't have Jameis' explosion. You don't have Jameis' arm talent. You don't have Jameis' fearlessness. You may not get the turnovers that you got yesterday, but you may not. You also may not be as good of a team offensively as far as the numbers go, as far as explosive plays go, as far as putting points on the board go. So you have to be ready to play a different game if you're Bruce Arians. This ain't the old Tom. This is just the old Tom.
That is so well said. And look, I said this last week, not that, what do I know, but I mean, I said last week, Bruce Arians has to recognize this is a team that should play defense and run the football. You got a running back room that's jam-packed with good players. You have a great, not good, but great defense. They gave away points yesterday. It looked exactly like last year. There's no risk it, no biscuit thing doesn't work. Orlovsky is back. Dan, what did you see from the Tampa offense, and what do they need to do to fix it?
Yeah, not what RC saw. Listen, the Tampa offense looked like it was the first time for them ever to play together. So it's going to take some time. There's a big difference between the second half performance and the first half performance. I totally disagree thinking that Tom Brady is not good enough or talented enough. Yesterday will be the best thing that happened to this offense. Yesterday will be the best thing because they will watch this tape and they will sit there and go, "Nah, I don't like this play. Hey, Mike. Mike Evans, do not do that." Or Tom, "Hey, this is the way I see it. These are the first game reps these guys have had together. Hey, Bruce Arians, do not have me throwing out to the field from the gun in the left dash. That's not my game." And so they just got to have really difficult conversations and be upfront with each other. But this will be the best thing that happens to this offense. Watch them next week. They will be markedly better.
Oh, they're going to have to be, and we will see. I have to leave it there. We have much more to get to on this. RC, I'll come back to you, but we've got so many things. I love it. We always leave it wanting more. We'll take a very quick break. We'll come back with much, much more as we go. Coming up, it worked on Sunday, but are the Patriots ultimately making a big mistake with the way they're using Cam Newton? We'll talk about it. And then, new coach, new season, same, old, round. Why Dan Orlovsky says Baker Mayfield has to change his mindset right now. Get up on ESPN.
Fudge brownie M&M's are really fudgy.
Yes, they are.
Put a fudge brownie center in an M&M's.
Genius. I know.
I was going to say hard.
Why won't you? Ah! Why won't you go in?
New fudge brownie M&M's.
Diane retired and opened that pottery studio.
How'd you come up with all these backstories?
I got help from a pro. My financial professional explained to me all the ways Nationwide can help protect financial futures in Paytonville.
Nationwide can help the Grants get lifetime income since their son Kyle's moving back home. It helped set up a financial plan for Mrs. Garcia.
And he explained how Nationwide could help Mr. Paisley retire early and spend more time with his pal Peyton.
And their new band.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't forget the band.
for season at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Come in or shop online during our Gear Up sale.
Sir, can I interest you in a new phone? A new plan?
Look at these guys. I'm trying to lure you in with a new phone. Lock you into a contract.
Talk, text, 2 years. Just sign right here.
But if you already have a great smartphone you love, you can get truly unlimited data without the contract. It's simple. Simple Mobile. Just text to see if your phone's compatible. And home for less money, no contract. Ever. Get truly unlimited data on a nationwide 5G network for just $45 a month. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
At Popeyes, everyone is family, so families make sure everyone has what they need.
Got the family-style meal rockin'.
For every 12-piece family meal you order, Popeyes will donate $1 to No Kids Hungry.
Love that Christmas with Popeyes.
Who had a black fork?
on this NFL Monday, Patriots, Dolphins. We wondered, what would this New England offense look like? Rex, it looked like Cam Newton.
It sure did right here. A throwback to him, and Big Bang still get it done running.
He extends his own record for most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback. That was his 59th, and then here comes his 60th. Cam calling his own number on his way into the end zone. Play will be reviewed. It's good. That's up 14-3. 6 minutes left in the fourth now. Patriots looking to put this one away on a fourth down deep in Dolphins territory. It's Cam again. 15 carries for 75 yards and two touchdowns. He also completed 15 of 19 for a buck 55. And the Patriots win the Cam Newton debut, 21-11. Let's talk.
This has been a strenuous, long process for me. And yet through it all, you know, it's just been gratifying. And I just had such a sense of gratitude, you know, to the New England Patriots and to this team, just to give all that I could possibly give, and hell or high water finish today at this particular time with us, you know, having going home with the win.
So look, Bill Belichick literally transformed this offense overnight. Cam had 13 designed rushes called yesterday, 64 yards and two touchdowns. Tom Brady, all of last season, had just 10 designed rushes, all of which totaled just 18 yards as they were all quarterback sneaks. So it's not news that this is a very different style of quarterback than what they have had. Ryan Clark, you're already laughing. What did you see? The concern everyone had here, RC, in our first hour, was that 15 carries per game for Cam Newton is just not going to work over the course of the season. What did you see yesterday, and what do you think of that?
I think Coach said it right. If you're not using Cam Newton in that way, then you are not trying to win with Cam Newton as your quarterback. And that's the bottom line. That's the way that he's going to have to play ball. And you try to live with that as long as you can, as long as he can be healthy. When you look at this team, they're still not explosive on the outside. They started the game off run heavy and moved into the second half when the box was stacked and went to some RPO games. But this is how they're going to have to play ball. This is the way that they are better offensively than they were down the stretch last year. It's still the same weapons. It's still the same issues, but you have a quarterback that has a unique skill set that you can use. And Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick understood that, and that's what they moved to. The passing game will increase. They will get
touchdown designed by Josh McDaniels. This is the Jacoby Brissett play from years ago. Flex the back out. The linebacker comes inside. He's now got to communicate. You're going to pull an offensive guard to go soft, a defensive end. Everybody slows the vert head. You've created angles for that offensive lineman to go get that defensive end. The tight end runs off because it's man coverage, and that's a big play for your offense. And so all offseason we talked about the impact. What was it going to be felt in most? You saw it in the run game. Josh McDaniels will continue to evolve and be creative and make sure he gets a person for a person and allow Cam to be himself.
That's really well done. And Rex was nodding along as we were watching that. But here's what I know. I know that defensive coaches like you are going to have one game plan going into playing them all year long, and that is hit that guy, right? I mean, every chance you get, hit that guy. And he took a lot of big hits yesterday.
No, he absolutely did. And the thing about him, though, is this dude's a giant.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about him. But you got to come, but your first priority is to make him throw. It sounds crazy, but that's going to be your first priority. Take away the run game.
Were you impressed with what you saw week one? I mean, obviously, it was somewhat predictable, but it was effective.
I was impressed with Cam Newton, and the thing I was impressed with most is he thinks he's healthy. That's why he runs the way he does. So that's a great sign if you're a Patriot fan. Unfortunately, you got no receivers.
We'll see. We'll see if they're able to be more explosive. You try and play ground and pound, which is near and dear to Rex's heart. Meanwhile, how about this moment yesterday? Can anyone explain this? Lions linebacker Jamie Collins was ejected yesterday for unsportsmanlike conduct after making contact with an official. Now, you need to see here, Collins appears to be demonstrating how David Montgomery had lowered his head into him on the previous play. But watch here. As he turns, look, ref, this is what he did to me. And he just hits him in the head. He just hits him with his helmet.
What the hell are you doing, Jamie? Like, you don't think you get the flag for that?
Come on, ref.
Just the ships, the armor, or the aircraft. Cold Spike Moisturized with Shea Butter Body Wash?
All I wanted was to use your body wash.
And all I wanted was to have a body wash.
What does Domino's know about tacos and burgers? As delivery experts, we know they shouldn't be delivered like this.
The
burger was wilted.
We can't see anything delivered for
you. We wanted to give you a burger that is designed to be delivered.
A taco? That would make the deliver right.
Taco from Domino's?
What?
Oh, my.
The new Domino's cheeseburger pizza.
This is our new chicken taco pizza.
Now the best way to get a taco or burger delivered is to get a Domino's pizza.
Well, a soggy taco.
We love our new home. There's so much space.
We have a guest room now.
But we have ants.
You're slouching again, Ted.
Expired. Expired. Expired.
Thanks, Aunt Bonnie.
A lot of help. I hope you can keep it clean. At least GEICO makes bundling our home and car insurance easy.
Which helps us save a lot of money.
Oh, Teddy, did you get my friend request?
Oh, I'll have to check.
Aunt Joni's here.
For bundling made easy, go to GEICO.com.
So, Bonnie, complete. No lactose, up to 25 grams of complete protein, and no added sugar. Nutrition puzzle solved.
Give us the tape measure shot, the web chip, and the slipper. Give us high heat and the filthy stuff. Give us the game best, Twins, Cubs. Give us Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN.
When you're building a business, it's easy to find a bank who says all the right things. They'll say they have the products and services you need, and blah, blah, blah. They go on and on saying they'll blah, blah this, and blah, blah that. But when it comes time to actually expanding your business, well, that's when you need Pacific Premier Bank. We're completely dedicated to supporting our clients' growth, and that's no blah, blah, blah. Pacific Premier Bank, where business meets opportunity.
There's a beast out there stalking the local woods and roads. A predator with a roar that can rip through concrete. It feeds on wet pavement, thick mud, and fresh snow. The beast needs taming. Bring home your own beast with $12,115 in total value. But act now. This deal is every bit as elusive as the beast itself. Only at your local Northwest Ford dealer.
We are back on Get Up, and the Browns and the Ravens, and the quarterback in the spotlight. Lamar Jackson ready to go. Baker Mayfield, maybe not so much. First quarter scoreless. Baker Mayfield arrested the terrible start.
Yeah, terrible score for Baker. Like, golly, I'm pulling for this kid.
Hear it in the voice. He was 21 of 39, a touchdown and a pick. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson only flips it. So Mark Ingram almost loses it. Lamar Jackson looking to make highlight plays right off the bat. Later in the drive on a second and goal with Lamar's Mark Andrews, and it's a touchdown.
Yeah, you know he's going to throw it to this tight end right here, but that's why you leave him unguarded. Way to go, Cleveland.
Second quarter, Ravens up 10-6 after starting on their one-yard line. They're working it, and they're going to work it down the field. This is Lamar Jackson. He is throwing for Andrews again.
This is the guy that can't throw out of the pocket. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, he can.
Mark Andrews again as they get more comfortable here. Andrews working his way into enemy territory, and then it's Lamar again. Lamar into the end zone. Lamar, that's another touchdown here. Ravens looking to pull it away. Lamar Jackson, a celebration as the Ravens 38-6. It's just a thumping. So look, we can talk about them. They look great. Lamar Jackson looked like he picked up right where he left off. I feel like the story here is Cleveland. Dan Orlovsky, what did you see from Baker Mayfield yesterday? Because there was so much pressure on him. This was a big opening day. What did you see?
He's trying to be somebody he's not dreaming. Baker Mayfield, you are a rhythm-based quarterback. This is a rhythm-based offense. Stop thinking you're Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson. Stay in the pocket. Play with rhythm. Listen to your feet. Stop bouncing everywhere. Stop trying to move so much. You have to think your style is Drew Brees. Stop thinking your style is Russell Wilson. So, wait, like, listen, it's week one. I'm not going to overreact.
has it wrong, number one. I mean, I love the comparison, you know, you're Drew Brees. Hell no, you're not. He's not even close to Drew Brees. He wasn't close to him in college. You're at Oklahoma, yeah, he's accurate. Why? He was more athletic than those guys rushing the faster. He's not that. I knew he'd struggle in the league. Go back and look at it. All right? Here's the biggest problem in that game. You had the guy that should have been the first player taken in the draft going against Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield, I am pulling for him. And Dan makes a great point. Play action. Bootleg. Where the hell is the bootleg? There was no bootleg. So, to me, it's not just on Baker Mayfield. It's on Kevin Stefanski. This is the first game you've ever had to be a head football coach in the league. And that's what you put up? So, to me, what this kid needs is some confidence. We've seen the confidence and the way he can play when he is confident. So, it's your job as a coach to get him there. You need to have easier throws. Let's run some boot. Start the game with a bootleg, see what happens.
Yeah.
He'll probably complete the thing and then go on and on and on.
Brian Clark, let me come to you. Don't you think that they'll be a lot better off if Odell Beckham plays? What was that? I'm sorry. Oh, he did play?
You would never have known it watching the game. What happened to Odell Beckham?
He's supposed to be the best receiver in the whole NFL. Did he even play? I defy anyone to tell me he played in that game.
Hey, he definitely played, Green. I think he had one of the more significant plays in the game. If you go down to the end of the second quarter, they are driving. They have an opportunity to get a first down. And Odell has a drop in the middle of the field. You follow that by missing a field goal, and then Lamar Jackson has a masterful drive where he marches down and adds 6 more points on the board with a touchdown to Mark Andrews. And so he did play. And listen, there were some balls that were thrown behind him. There were some things that I felt like Baker Mayfield could have done. But Odell Beckham Jr. is that talented. You look during the game, I think he draws 3 pass interference calls. But they're going to have to find ways to get him the ball early and get him involved. Go back to what the Green Bay Packers did. They ran. There were jet sweeps. It looked very 2018 Los Angeles Rams. That's the way they got Devontae Adams involved early, throwing him the ball, getting him in space. You have to do some of those things for Baker Mayfield to get him some easier throws. And you have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Maybe we'll see next week when the game doesn't get away from them what Kevin Stefanski truly wants to do. And we see some of what we saw with Kirk Cousins. But yesterday was not it. Baker Mayfield needs to settle down. But more importantly, Kevin Stefanski needs to settle him down. That's his job. That's why he was brought there. This can't be Freddie Kitchens Part 2.
Ben, quick final thought. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fair, but RC brings up a great point that that's Stefanski's responsibility. That being said, Baker has to play better. This offense is built on rhythm. It means that when you get to the top of your drop, you look at number one with your first pitch. If it's not there, get to number two, then to number three. You can't dance as much as you've been. And the third down and 2 drop by Odell is huge because they're down 17-6. They missed a field goal, and then Baltimore flips it and makes it a 24-6 ball game at halftime. So it's a great point by RC. That was a huge point in the game. This is on both these guys. It's on the coach and it's on the quarterback. They both have to get better. It's week one. Greeny, I'm a week away, 1 week away from saying Gardner Minshew is a better player than Baker Mayfield. It has to get fixed.
1 week?
I said I'm a week. They got
don't
a week.
Say it's overrated. We'll overreact in a week. All right, meanwhile, we stay in state. Again, Browns-Bengals will play on Thursday. That means Joe Burrow, who made his NFL debut yesterday against the Chargers, picking up in the first quarter. No score, ball at the 23. Joe Burrow calling his own number, Rex, and he's going to take it to
that. We saw this in the national championship run for LSU. That this guy's got some wheels. He's not afraid to run.
7-0 with the Bengals in front. Now they're down 16-13, and it's Burrow again. He had an up-and-down day yesterday against a good defense. Here he's trying to make something happen, and Rex, that's probably not a good idea.
He did this 3 times during the game. We used to see him do it in college. This ain't college. You're in a men's league.
Now here's a really big moment. 12 seconds left. Bengals driving it down the field. They're down by 3. They throw it into the pylon, but wait, there's a flag on the field. A.J. Green seems to have pushed off. There's another OPI that winds up being a huge moment in a game. So Burrow can't believe it. They bring in Randy Bullock for the chip shot to send it to overtime. He can't miss this. Oh, he missed that badly. And so the Chargers on that wind up winning at 16-13. Burrow 23 of 36, 193 yards, and 1 interception. There's a moment that you didn't see in there. After the PI, after the offensive PI, they had time left. They could have tried to throw another pass into the end zone and tried to let the kid win the game, and they don't. They wind up kicking the field goal there, and they wind up missing it and all of that. Rex, I know you didn't like that.
No, I thought it was a horrendous call by Zach Taylor. This is the face of the franchise right here, the number one overall pick. Give the kid an opportunity to win the game. And then if you can't connect in the end zone, then kick the field goal to tie the game. But to me, come on. You're the Cincinnati Bengals. You have a chance to really get some momentum and excitement around this kid because I think he's going to be a good player.
Mm-hmm.
And you punted. You ended up kicking the field goal. Why?
RC, agree or disagree with the way they coached the last few seconds of that game? No, I agree with the way they coached it. It's just the most Cincinnati Bengal way to ruin a very good showing, or at least a good showing, by your number one overall draft pick. I mean, that was an excellent drive, even after coming back from throwing a shovel pass that was intercepted. And now Zach Taylor makes the decision he thinks that puts this game into overtime and gives you an opportunity to win. I think their kicker had made like 20 straight under 40, so there was no reason for him to think that that wouldn't be converted. And you don't want to lose. You don't want to go for it, throw an interception, or have a bad play, and you lose all the momentum that Joe Burrow actually built by playing well down the stretch. So for me, I don't mind the decision, right? I love watching Joe Burrow face some adversity and come through it. Now they just have to find ways to win. But this was a solid start for the number one overall pick.
Agree, but Rex, real quickly on the decision. Go. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's the Cincinnati Bengal way of thinking. Go for the win. If he throws it, has confidence in your quarterback, then if it's not there, throw it away.
And Dan Orlovsky.
Going to kick the darn thing.
Dan, what do you think, sir? As a quarterback, what do you think? Go ahead, Ryan.
Go ahead, RC.
Rex doesn't like people from Ohio. Last year it was Baker. Now he doesn't like Zach Taylor. He told the Dallas Cowboys they shouldn't go for it on fourth down, and they shouldn't try. Now he's telling Cincinnati, because you didn't make it, you shouldn't try. I think Rex
Ryan,
is here, and now because
he's
all corporate,
7 seconds on the clock.
I understand.
Not three seconds, 7 seconds. I'm sorry, but anybody can. You've got time. You're on the 10-yard line. You've got plenty of time to throw it in there.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And still be able to kick if it's incomplete. Sorry, there's no other way.
That's
to play
the point.
It.
Well, you have to.
Right.
Go ahead. You. 7 seconds, but you have to be able to coach it. You go see your first read, you get your first option, whether it's AJ Green, and you throw it out of bounds. If that's the way you want to do it and the way you want to go through it, then fine. I think this way you protect your young quarterback from making a bad mistake. Dan Orlovsky, your thoughts?
Yeah, I see both sides of it. You know, I think the shortened offseason could have played a part because our team does bring up a point. Have you coached it up? Like, have you coached that exact moment up for you?
I certainly hope so.
We understand that, and I see where Rex is coming from. For me, guys, I don't care. I do not care what happened in that football game. What I care about is Joe Burrow's stud. And if you're in Cincinnati, you can be a little bit bumped, no doubt, but you should be ecstatic with your quarterback. Because, first of all, his ball placement is ridiculous. That throw to AJ Green that he makes that gets called for OPI, which it was, that is a beautiful ball. And that drive that he leads, outstanding. He's a stud.
No doubt. All right, we'll leave that there. We have much more to get to, but I want to take you through what was a spectacular Sunday in sports yesterday. Where do you begin? How about the U.S. Open men's final? The two seed, Dominic Thiem, lost the first two sets to Alexander Zverev, but then he's working his way back. This is Thiem with a big forehand winner and a break and eventually wins the set 6-4, and he's coming back. Fifth set, Thiem serving at 4-5. Thiem, corner to corner. Working it. Oh, that's too good. For 5-all. Match would eventually go to a tiebreak in the fifth set. Both men inside the baseline. And Thiem is 1 point away from an historic comeback championship point. Dominic Thiem, 2-6, 4-6, 6-4, 6-3, 7-6 is the U.S. Open champion, his first ever Grand Slam. Meanwhile, while that was going on, this was going on. Alec Mills, game of his life. Sixth inning, Cubs Brewers, hadn't allowed a hit through 5 2/3. There's a close play at first, but it's called out. Cubs get there just in time. Mills has a no-hitter going through 6. Ninth inning, Mills still hasn't allowed a hit. We got 3 outs to go. So can he put together a no-no in just his 15th career big league start? Jacob Nottingham is first up. Anthony Rizzo's got a play. We're 2 outs away. The next batter, Tyrone Taylor, is up. Tyrone Taylor is down. We're 1 out away. Next batter. This is Mills' 114th pitch of the day. This is Javi Baez, and that is history. First no-hitter by a Cub since Jake Arrieta in 2016 in a game they would win 12-0. Alec Mills throws a no-hitter on a busy Sunday afternoon. While that was going on, Albert Pujols was doing this. That is his 660th career home run. It ties it with Willie Mays for fifth place on the all-time list. Angels won the game 5-3. Next on the home run list is A-Rod, who had 696 home runs in his career. But wait, there's more. Clippers, Nuggets, game 6. Clips up 3-2, looking to put it away. They had a 19-point lead, but Denver had come all the way back. And here's Corey Craig, can't leave him quite that open. Nikola Jokic is fired up. Nuggets take the lead. Later in the fourth, Nuggets lead by 1. It's Jokic. He's got the range. He's got the change. Nuggets a 4-point lead under 5 minutes to go. The Nuggets lead is 8. Paul George guarding Jokic. Oh, he's just not big enough. The turnaround. Nuggets would come from 19 points behind. Jokic had 34 plus 14 boards. They wind up winning it going away. There will be a game 7 in that Western Conference series, and you will see it on ESPN tomorrow night. It's a great night of hoops. It'll start with NBA Countdown 6 Eastern, followed by Eastern Conference Finals Game 1, Heat and Celtics, and then Nuggets and Clippers to decide who faces the Lakers in the West Conference Finals. What a night of basketball tomorrow on ESPN and the ESPN app. Meanwhile, coming up, a lot of Sunday stinkers, but our analysts will tell us which team was the biggest disappointment in Week 1. That's next. It's Get Up on ESPN.
After all these years, it's the ones that got away that haunt you the most. Could you not like everybody else? That's why Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
What?
Oh, I said.
Oh, this is my floor.
No! Only pay for what you need.
T-Mobile for Business, your business has an easy choice. The largest 5G network, award-winning customer satisfaction, insanely great value. Choose all three. Ready when you are.
Grams of complete protein and no added sugar. Nutrition puzzle solved.
He's awake!
Can we all just admit that seeing someone in a coma is intensely erotic?
We've got a mission tonight, and I want you on it.
The act, okay.
Woohoo! Big Mama's handing out biscuits, baby!
Welcome back. It took you long enough.
I would like expensive whiskey.
We only have Beyond Wine.
What am I, 12?
just an absolutely terrible interception that he throws to Matt Milano. Gase is looking on because he doesn't seem to have anything else to do. Fourth quarter, Jets are down 21-10. Here's Chris Herndon's contribution to the game. A Darnold 21 of 35, 215 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Bills win 27-17, and it wasn't nearly that close. Now, right after that interception, Ryan Clark tweeted at me. He tweeted, bro, Greeny, go change your kids' names ASAP. They should be named Drake and Josh, Ren and Stimpy, Sanford and Son, anything but Sam and Darnold. That is a stank, stank, INT. And as I responded to RC on Twitter yesterday, I will rename them. He's joking because I've renamed my kids Sam and Darnold. I've renamed them Fire and Gate. Those are my two names now. All right. Before we get to that, let me ask Dan Orlovsky what you saw from Josh Allen yesterday, because there have been so many questions about him, and I have no idea how much of that was the Jets just looking like they didn't know that week one was yesterday, but Josh Allen was obviously great yesterday. What did you see from him?
Yeah, development and growth, Greeny. And Josh Allen has done that since he's come into the NFL, and we have to give him credit for that. Jordan Palmer, his coach, has done a great job, and then Brian Daboll, their offensive coordinator with Ken Dorsey, the quarterback coach, has been really good. His developing, working on the things that are flaws in his game, some of the misses downfield. He's an incredible athlete. He was great yesterday in man coverage. This screen right here was a check at the line of scrimmage by him against pressure. That's the exact kind of development and growth that I'm talking about. Is, again, I always say this, stop being a thrower or being a talent and playing quarterback. Can you do both of them and take off? And so really good stuff out of him, and I'd love to see that. Let me say, if this team, the Bills, is going to be the AFC East division winner, like I think they will be, and make some noise in the playoffs, he can't have those two or three misses to wide open guys in games.
So the accuracy remains the question there. All right, RC, go ahead. Your thoughts on what we saw from my team yesterday.
Did I say your team, Greeny? I'm so sorry, man. My condolences. Listen. You know, simultaneously, two things were happening. The best player that the Jets have had in a long time played great yesterday.
Yeah.
Just so happened he was playing for the Seattle Seahawks and he's playing against the Atlanta Falcons. And when you look at this team, they just haven't progressed. When you think about what Sam Darnold has and who Sam Darnold is, he's not growing into the quarterback that we expected him to be. Listen to what Dan said about Josh Allen. You can see the growth. You can see the checks at the line. Also better in man coverage yesterday than he was last year. Those are things that we expected from Sam Darnold. This team is going backwards. Your star player is going backwards. And instead of firing Adam Gase, as they should have done last year, they kept him for another season, which continues to halt the progress of Sam Darnold and this organization. You're going to have to start all over again if you're the New York Jets. And that's a sad, sad thing for you and your children, Greeny. I do feel sorry for you.
Go ahead, Rex. No, I mean, I think this is, you know, you talk about the Bills, they're going to win the division. I don't think it's even going to be close. But the thing, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, that has to concern you, Bills, when you get way ahead like that, keep your foot on the gas and finish the thing out. Because to play championship caliber football, that's what they're going to have to do to beat a Kansas City, you know, to beat somebody like that. You know, yeah, did they walk over the Jets? They absolutely did. And it is unbelievable, though. Both these kids are first-round picks.
Yep, same grade.
One of them's developing like crazy, and then the other one's been
as progressing. No, there's no question about it. Look, I said it this morning with Keyshawn and those guys, and I'll just say it again quickly. If I'm fortunate enough at some point soon to have a grandchild who wants to play football and in fifth grade goes out for football and gets a chance to play, I wouldn't hire Adam Gase to coach that team. He would be overmatched coaching that team. How he's coaching an NFL team, I have no earthly idea. That was my biggest disappointment of week one. Dan Orlovsky, what was your biggest disappointment of week one?
Yeah, Carson Wentz to the Philadelphia Eagles. For you to start up 17-0 and manhandling the team and then just kind of give them the win with turnovers and not understanding what their strength was, which is their defensive front, that is a massive disappointment. This is a divisional game that you should have easily won and felt good that you won a game without a bunch of guys that are your starters. This is a huge disappointment both as a team and as an individual player.
Brian Clark, your biggest disappointment?
division game, how can you be the Indianapolis coach who felt like they were one quarterback away last year? Well, here's the thing. That quarterback was Andrew Luck, not Phillip Rivers. He throws a terrible interception into a little two-man trap to the up top, and then he throws a fourth-quarter interception that you just cannot throw. Phillip Rivers has to protect the ball, but you can't lose to a Jacksonville Jaguars team who gave away all of their good players.
Dallas Cowboys are showing it right here. I mean, you're looking at them. This should be an explosive offense like the Kansas City Chiefs or Dallas Texans, if you will. I'm sorry, but we're not seeing it. They have as many weapons as anybody in football, and when you only put up 17 points, I just don't get it.
It's a disappointing start, and it looks so much like the problems they had a year ago. We thought perhaps with a new coach that would change everything. Meanwhile, week one is not done yet, not even close. The Monday night doubleheader tonight starts at 7 Eastern. Big Ben is back. Steelers taking on the Giants, and that's followed by Derrick Henry and the Titans taking on Denver. A special edition of Monday Night Countdown kicks off our coverage at 5 Eastern. That's on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and on the ESPN app. Meanwhile, our morning is just getting rolling. Coming up next on First Take, you have to hear Stephen A.'s reaction to the Cowboys' loss last night. First Take, 5 minutes away on ESPN.
The fighting spirit is one we all share. For Eduardo Perez, it's what fueled him as he began his career as a dishwasher, pushing himself to reach the top of one of the most challenging professions in the world. Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit.
You know what beats next day shipping? Getting it the same day. With Ace, you can buy online and get free in-store pickup, or get it delivered that day. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff.
Ace and the Three, with the help of hardware.
When the whole family needs an excuse to get out, Nutro's Clean Recipes will help your dog keep up.
I'm going to hold on promoting you this quarter. Cool?
Drop the taco. Get in the car.
Does this sensor feel like a compromise to you?
Wait, what?
The handling. It's good, right? No compromise there.
Nope. Watch this.
Freeze.
We're automatic braking.
So if this Nissan sensor is going to compromise, why should you?
You're right.
Atta girl. The all-new Nissan Sentra with more standard safety features than any other car in its class.
We're off to a good start from left B, but right B is cutting him off. Now left B is making a bit of contact. Oh, we've got a double B going for the inside line. The left B in the first place.
Beautiful. How about new?
No.
No way.
Come on. No. No.
No.
No.
No. No. No.
Only Discover has no annual fee on any card.
It's not just the ships, the armor, or the aircraft. It's something more. It's the will to fight and determination to win found inside each and every Marine that answers a nation's call. Battles won.
What does Domino's know about tacos and burgers? As delivery experts, we know they shouldn't be delivered like this.
Make scotch tacos spread across the bottom of my delivery bag?
The burger was wilted.
We can't see anything delivered for us.
We wanted to give you a burger that is designed to be delivered.
A taco? That was made to deliver right.
Taco from Domino's?
What?
Oh, my.
The new Domino's cheeseburger pizza.
This is our new chicken taco pizza.
Now the best way to get a taco or burger delivered is to get a Domino's pizza.
Well, soggy taco.
Gene, did you know GEICO is now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies?
That's great.
That's 15% on top of what GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? John Stamos didn't hit you a scarf?
I'll finish, Gene. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I give.
Stitch work is impeccable.
That looks like pattern with a reverse garter stitch. No big deal.
Is your hair this soft?
GEICO. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th.
With T-Mobile for Business, your business has an easy choice. The largest 5G network, award-winning customer satisfaction, insanely great value. Choose all three. Ready when you are.
People came and they met and they fell.
25 grams of complete protein and no added sugar. Nutrition puzzle solved.
Despite all the questions, college football is coming. Let's play.
The WNBA playoffs start tomorrow on ESPN2. Single elimination game starting at 7 Eastern, the sun and the sky, followed by Diana Taurasi and the Mercury taking on the defending champs, the Mystics. Both games are on ESPN2 and the ESPN-F. Rex, we have a few seconds. Pittsburgh and the Giants tonight. Who you got?
I have the Steelers. I can't wait to see Ben Roethlisberger and James Conner. I'd rather see them instead of Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
We shall see. Yeah, it's good to have Ben back, and I think the Steelers are going to have a huge year. Rex, it is great to have you back. Thank you, everybody. See you noon on ESPN Radio. First Take starts now.
Interference when Jared Goff got knocked upside his head by Alden Smith, who, by the way, bald, and if he
Don't give up 25% of your downs because you're scared that you're going to fail. Try to succeed. So I don't have a problem with that. But in terms of the robbery, Stephen A., and yes, it's this ELA defense, and it's on the flip side, the Cowboys defense not getting it done. We're talking about the pass interference call. Should it have been called? When I first saw it, I thought, that is ticky-tack. You got to be kidding. They're hand fighting down the sidelines. That's normal stuff. At that moment in the game, you don't call it that. But when they showed the reverse angle, the fact of the matter is the Cowboys lost the game, if you want to blame it on that play, because maybe they just get to overtime, they could lose in overtime. But if you want to blame it on that play, the Cowboys lost that game because a good player made a stupid play. Gallup had a beat. Gallup had maybe the most talented guy in the business beat down the sideline. Who initiated contact? I know it's like ticky-tack stuff, it's normal. But actually, it was Gallup. And at first, Ramsey has his hand on the outside. And it's incidental. They're just running down the sideline. Then Gallup brings his hand to the inside. That's when Ramsey hooked it, because Gallup, who had separation, when he had the play, was trying to create more. I don't know. He felt the pressure that Ramsey was putting on him. Once he put his hand there and Ramsey hooked it, Gallup then pushed off to get the separation. So, actually, Gallup initiated contact on a play that he had won, it looked like. Ramsey was smart the way he responded to it, disguising it, but also, no, I'm not going to let you put your hand there. And then Gallup pushes off. They actually, I know it's ticky-tack, you don't want to see that decide the game. That may have not decided the game anyway, but they got that call right. If fans are talking about that play as, oh, the Cowboys got robbed, they're wrong.
Well, there's two plays that you're talking about, right? You're talking about the 4th-and-3, the CeeDee Lamb play, but you're also talking about the Michael Gallup play. You basically, if you want to sum it up, they lost the game with two young guys in football. Here's what I'm explaining to you. When you look at the Michael Gallup situation, he's a young guy that doesn't really understand you don't push off, you do not extend your arm. Had he placed that right arm on the hip of Jalen Ramsey and used it from that standpoint, then you would have never seen the push off. But when you go high to the shoulder pad and you extend the arm, you're going to get that call 100% of the time from a defensive standpoint. Now let's move to the CeeDee Lamb situation. You look at a shallow cross to CeeDee Lamb. It's not that it was a short throw or catch, Stephen A.
superior talent, there is something that happens that gets in the way of them winning football games that are tight, period. So I don't know what you're talking about. You look at it in your analytical, boring way. I'm looking at it from a very realistic perspective. The Cowboys found a way to lose like I knew they would.
Gee, more decisions like that from McCarthy will help them win. Those are the right decisions. Be aggressive.
I like it. Not if the Cowboys.
All right.
Not if you're the Cowboys. It won't work.
They also,
not if the Cowboys.
They also
need
to convert on third down conversions. Their last seven, they couldn't get it done. And to Stephen A's point, that 1-7, that's in one possession games. Can't close out games either. Keep on sticking around here with us when we come back, guys.
Correct.
It wasn't a good day for Tommy Brady either. Not so terrific in game one with his new squad. But don't worry, because Cliff Tellerman will tell you what's going on with TB12. That's coming up next.
Looking downfield. He's in the hurdle to the same track. Looking to tiptoe free. Oh, what a steal! This tag will not be denied. It's already beaten back. Campbell's chunky soup thinks like a meal.
These fudge brownie M&Ms are really fudgy.
Yes, they are.
Who do fudge brownies dinner in an M&M's?
Genius. I know.
I was going to say hard.
Why won't you?
Why won't you go in?
New fudge brownie M&M's.
Domino's know about tacos and burgers? As delivery experts, we know they shouldn't be delivered like this.
Make soggy tacos spread across the bottom of my delivery bag.
The burger was wilted.
We shouldn't see anything delivered for
you. We wanted to give you a burger that is designed to be delivered.
A taco that was made to deliver right.
A taco from Domino's?
What?
Oh, my.
The new Domino's cheeseburger pizza.
This is our new chicken taco pizza.
Now the best way to get a taco or burger delivered is to get a Domino's pizza.
Well, soggy taco.
Everyone's so busy keeping up. Forget about the Joneses. We all on our telephones with the texts and the tweets and the beeps. What he said, she said, can't even follow the thread. Down the hole, we all go. Me, I like keeping up, too, with my corona and my attitude. That's the fine life, baby.
Try Drive Up at Target. Contactless delivery right to your car, designed for your day, your mood, your style, your taste. So quick and easy. Just download the Target app today.
Tara, did you know Geico is now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies?
Wow, okay.
That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Adina Menzel to sing your own theme song.
Tara, look at her go with a friend, Papa Joe.
Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th.
After everything our walls have been through the past few months, they deserve some thanks. They deserve Benjamin Moore.
Less for their favorite channels with Sling. The result? Well, their
were no results. Because they're animals. They don't have a concept of money. You're not an animal. Make the smart choice and switch to Sling. Get the best of cable for the best price. Get started in 5 minutes at Sling.com.
And the new season starts. The hunt begins for fire. But Schalke already and able to strike back. The Bundesliga is back this Friday. Bayern München, Schalke on ESPN and ESPN Plus.
The 51st season of Monday Night Football kicks off tonight. Big Ben and the Steelers take on Saquon Barkley and the Giants at 7 Eastern. Let's go, Big Blue. Then we'll take you to Denver, Mile High, the Titans and the Broncos. A special edition of Monday Night Countdown kicks off our coverage. That's at 5 Eastern.
It'll be the first time two 40-year-olds have ever started a football game. How cool is it?
I'm sure I speak for both of us. I think we both pinch ourselves.
And we'll get our first look at Tom Brady. Quarterback Steve Spike that ball, Tom Brady. Walks into the end zone, touchdown.
Brady takes a gun snap.
And pick up. It will be a pick six.
Take a 24-7 lead.
Touchdown, O.J. Howard.
Nice way to rebound.
Has a man open.
46 yards.
Reaches across. Touchdown, Emmanuel Sanders.
Tampa Bay falling behind by two touchdowns.
If you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, you are pulling your hair out.
Ooh-wee, we have two future Hall of Famers, both in the NFC South. Tom Brady, guys, two picks yesterday. One was a pick six, couldn't get it done. And the Saints are victorious. Keyshawn back with us talking about your other former team, Key. We'll get to you in a moment. Max, I'm going to start with you here because I know how much you love Tom Brady. The cliff, the ravine, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure you're happy today. What did this performance say about Tom?
Well, it's a ravine. It looked like a cliff. And then when I got a little closer, oh, it's a ravine. It's just a decline. Look, this says that without Bill Belichick there to give him the team success that masks his decline, he's obviously in decline. Belichick won after week one. Brady zipped. Belichick's winning. That's what this season is about for those two teams in an historical sense. Like, when we look back at this, that's what we're going to be really evaluating. Is it Brady or Belichick? It's one of the hottest debates in sports for like 20 years. And now we want to see. Brady went to Tampa, all the weapons, coach, OC, underrated defense, his security blanket, and Gronk, who maybe is the third best tight end on the team. Like, who knows? Like, they are deep everywhere on offense. They even picked up some name brand running backs in the offseason. They got everything they want. And Brady, as he showed last year, when he needed to beat Miami to get a bye in the first week, couldn't do it. Last game of the season, well, he doesn't have weapons. I don't know, Kansas did okay without the weapons. Same guys, right? Brady, in the playoffs, could he get past the Titans? No. Brady, even the year before when he won the Super Bowl, did it behind. He was an excellent game manager. Nothing wrong with that, but it was not elite. Behind a great defense, and a running game because he had a great coach. The last time Brady was really on top of the world elite actually is when he lost the Super Bowl with that amazing game he played against the Eagles. Like, that was the last time we saw the Tom Brady we'll remember. This guy is something different. Now, here come the excuses. People won't even be wrong. They didn't have a preseason. He's getting used to a new system. You got to let him get his feet under him. Brees and them didn't look great either, right? A lot of this looks like preseason. He's 43 years old. Yeah, that's true. But that's what I was saying before this game. Don't come at me with that stuff now. It's true, but everyone was talking about Tom Brady's about to win the MVP. He's still elite, da-da-da. No, he's not, and no, he's not. Bruce Arians, by the way, called him out, which I think is good for the team, saying those two interceptions were on Brady. He was right. And if this was last year and Jameis did that, we'd all be rolling our eyes, right? The only difference is Jameis would have a whole lot of yards and maybe some more touchdowns to go with the two costly interceptions. It is what it is. This is what a 43-year-old quarterback on a new team looks like.
Well, first of all, Keyshawn has that look on his face, and I'm looking at you the way that I do, number one, because we don't understand what the hell you're saying, and number two, we don't care. And the reason why we don't care, Max Kellerman, is because you were talking about the cliff and then the ravine, and it took you 3 years to get from the cliff to the ravine, and in the meantime, Brady went to three Super Bowls and won two. So we don't want to hear what the hell you have to say about Brady and the ravine. We stopped listening to you about Brady in 2016. We just tolerate Football League in game one without a preseason. That's part of the reason we all predicted they would lose this game. I'm not panicking by any stretch of the imagination. It's one game. We certainly shouldn't anticipate that Tom Brady, who, by the way, has had pick sixes in three in his last three games, by the way, we can't assume that that's something that's going to continue with this dude based on his cerebral approach to the game alone. I think this is an aberration. I think he'll be just fine the more he could develop chemistry with his team, and we'll see what happens going forward.
Max, I love you, man, but you way off base on Tom Brady. I think when you look at it, I know you said people are going to say these things, but the facts are the facts. The truth is the truth. He did not have a real training camp. Yes, he tried to put things together in the summer workouts. It's not the same. Even in training camp, guys are T-shirt All-Americans in practice. They stop on routes. They screw things up. They're in the wrong position. When the real bullets go to flying like they did yesterday in the game, things are totally different across the board. When you look at Tom Brady, you look at the interception, the Mike Evans interception, those two were not on the same page. Mike Evans is looking to run a dig route. He stops thinking his zone instead of going into the second window. Brady then gets ready to, once he releases the ball, he looks and says, oh, my God, now it sails on him. Then you look at the other throw and the interceptions on the Jenkins pick six. Brady is throwing from the left hash all the way across the field to the right, something that he did not do in New England. So it's something he's getting used to doing certain things a different way. You can't possibly think that it's the end of Tom Brady. Once they get on the same page and in sync, you're going to see a totally different Tampa Bay Buccaneer team. Leonard Fournette just got there, what, 2 weeks ago? Like, you got to give it time to gel. I know you want to, you know, jump on it and be the first one to say, oh, Brady's old, Brady's this, Brady's that. No, they're going to be around. Now, whether or not they win the division or whether or not they make a strong run in the playoffs, they're certainly going to be hanging around to the end of the season.
See, I agree. Listen, when I first made the prediction, I said he's going to be a bum in short order. I apologized the next day because I don't want to call Tom Brady a bum, and that's not exactly what I thought. And I corrected it and explained what I meant. I meant just the guy. He goes from being, oh, my God, the greatest ever, to just the guy. That's what happens when quarterbacks pass 40 usually.
You might be right, but I can guarantee you it's a handful of teams in the National Football League right now. They want that just the guy.
Yep.
They'll take that just the guy in a heartbeat.
But this is just surrounded around great talent. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Think of how perfect it has to be. It used to be Brady could make lemonade out of lemons, right?
No, he didn't need great receivers. He made guys great.
Now all of a sudden, we're talking about last year their excuses. They didn't have weapons. Now this year they have weapons, but you know there's no continuity. So what does Brady need? This talent under Belichick? Of course anyone could do well with that.
It's one game. If you go back to the last time they won the Super Bowl, how did they start out? There was games that he didn't play well, and they still went and won the Super Bowl. You cannot take one game and say, oh, my God, Tom Brady, look at the talent around him. This is going to be a non-playoff type. See, you can't do that.
No, I think they're going to be competitive for a playoff spot this year.
Hey, what'd you say there, Stephen A?
Hold on, Max. Hold on, Max. Keyshawn, let me ask you a question, and I need a quick answer from you here. When Tom Brady went to the three Super Bowls and lost one, when he threw for 500 yards against the Philadelphia Eagles, that was the lone Super Bowl he lost. But he won the other two Super Bowls, Atlanta and against the Los Angeles Rams. Was he just another guy at that particular moment in time, yes or no?
No. Absolutely not.
That's when Max was saying he's just another guy. And so that's my point.
No, that's
when
not true,
to
Stephen A.
With
no,
Max.
No, no, no. Be real
now. Hold it. You'll get your chance.
Not
I'm
true.
Coming to you. Max Kellerman, in 2016, you said, and by the way, I never bring up the fact that you said he was a bum because you did apologize immediately. And I don't think that could be held against you because you apologized immediately. So I never bring it up. You remind the audience you said that. I don't do that. But the point is that you said at that particular moment in time when you said the cliff, you were trying to say he's just another guy. And you just explained to Keyshawn he was just another guy. I'm saying in the aftermath of that was when he went to the three Super Bowls. So you've been wrong for 4 years.
Let's talk about that for a second. Hold on. We can go get tape of what I said. It's fine. We have it. I said 18 months because I figured by the end of
you just need to slow down a little bit, big fella. Just slow down a little bit.
T, I'm with you. I think he'll get better over the season than he was week one. What I'm saying is, and Bruce Arians is an excellent coach, and he has an OC, he has everything he needs. What I'm saying is, this season's really about, when we look back at this, hey, was it Belichick or Brady? And I know Brady's old and all that, but you got everything you could want on this team. Belichick, 1-0. Same old Patriots.
All right.
1-0. And
it's
if Brady was on the Patriots, he'd be 1-0
right
now.
Ravine.
It was
not
a Miami Dolphins. Calm down.
Just another guy. Here's all I know. He doesn't have a bank account. It's just another guy. We'll leave it there. T, thanks for being with us. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin Mahente, every morning, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern. They'll get you guys set. We'll talk to you soon. Coming up, guys, I guess some people must have forgot, but Aaron Rodgers, he's still that dude. What did that bad man prove on Sunday? The answer to that is up next.
I'm going to hold on promoting you this quarter. Cool?
Drop the taco. Get in the car.
Does this Centra feel like a compromise to you?
Wait, what?
I'm handling it good, right? No compromise there.
Nope.
Watch this.
Freeze, freeze.
We're automatic breaking.
So if this Nissan Centra is going to compromise, why should you?
You're right.
That a girl.
The all-new Nissan Centra with more standard safety features than any other car in its class.
Ta-da!
Did you know Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
Given my unique lifestyle, that'd be perfect. You grab a pen and some paper. You know what? I'm going to switch now. Just need my desk. My chair and my phone. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Introducing Wendy's new Presto Bacon Pub Cheeseburger. Yeah, we said Wendy's. Once you lock eyes on the Presto bun, beer cheese, and applewood smoked bacon, nothing will distract. Not even all the comments you're getting, or the pic you just posted of your Presto Bacon Pub Cheeseburger. Download the app to order ahead and get Wendy's rewards.
And Cabela's. Come in or shop online during our Gear Ups deal.
And now more Straight Talk from Straight Talk. The big wireless companies will tell you they're the only way to get the best network. Not true. Straight Talk Wireless runs on those same cell towers all over the country.
This one too?
Not just this one. This one too. Which means you get the same great networks for up to 50% less.
Makes sense. Can I go back now?
Oh, sorry. Switch to our unlimited plan for just $45 a month with no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
We rise together for your city and for your team. For everything it took to get to this moment, because together,
is Big Ben ready for a bigger comeback? Is Saquon ready to put an entire city on his Saquon? Are the Titans and the Broncos ready to keep last season's momentum going? Are you ready for Monday night?
When you're building a business, it's easy to find a bank who says all the right things. They'll say they have the products and services you need, and blah, blah, blah. They go on and on saying they'll blah, blah this and blah, blah that. But when it comes time to actually expanding your business, well, that's when you need Pacific Premier Bank. We're completely dedicated to supporting our clients' growth. And that's no blah, blah, blah. business meets opportunity.
You say you have nothing to hide. But online privacy is not about hiding. It's about protecting. The things you buy, the searches you make, the articles you read, the websites you visit. It's your digital identity. It's you. Your data is valuable on the internet. It can be collected, analyzed, sold, or stolen. Take the first step towards online privacy. Get NordVPN.
To watch these days, I'm loving it. Tuesday, 6 Eastern NBA Countdown kicks off our coverage of Eastern Conference Finals. Game one between the Heat and Celtics. This is going to be fun. And how about this? A game seven of the Western Conference semis between the Nuggets and the Clippers. Yes, they pushed it to a game seven. Both are on ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and the app. That bad man didn't skip a beat. Threw four TDs in a road win over the Vikings. It could have been even better if not for a dropped TD by Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And it looks like Jordan Love could be waiting a while before he takes the reins from Rodgers. On that note, we bring in our quarterback, Dan Orlovsky. Dan, always good to see you. You can see him 4 p.m. Eastern every day on the new look NFL Live. Stephen A., what did the Packers and Rodgers prove yesterday?
Well, they didn't improve much because they were going against a rookie cornerback in Dantzler, I believe that's his name, from Minnesota. Now that you've got a couple of the more experienced guys that are no longer there, including Xavier Rhodes and others, the fact is you're Minnesota, you're relying on rookie corners, and Aaron Rodgers exploited them, no question about it. But it doesn't take away from the fact he's a bad man. Like I said on many, many occasions, 364 yards passing. What were the numbers, 32 or 44? Absolutely sensational. With some of the dimes that he threw, it was something special to behold. Valdes-Scantling dropped a couple of passes, including a touchdown pass. It would have been even better numbers than what we saw. But in the end, Aaron Rodgers making throws that pretty much only he and maybe Patrick Mahomes can make. Just reminding everybody of how elite he is, how special he is, and how much he still has left in his arsenal. Some of those intermediate throws last year, remember, he struggled with that. I think he ranked like 25th in the NFL in terms of those intermediate throws. Didn't try to do much of that yesterday. Seemed relatively pedestrian for most of the first quarter, but then got it going. In the end, this brother can fling the football with the best of them. He is absolutely still elite. I think Matt LaFleur let him loose a little bit come end of the first quarter throughout the rest of the game, and he just threw a few dime pieces as well, him to Devontae Adams, him to Valdes-Scantling. The list just goes on and on. He has that kind of thing, but to me, it also said to me how inexcusable, or reminded me how inexcusable it was for the Green Bay Packers not to draft a wide receiver or a tight end or to put themselves in a position in the first round to buffer their offensive talent. Because when you're 13-3 last year in the NFC Championship game with Aaron Rodgers still as your quarterback, with just a tweak here or there, potentially enabling you to capture a Super Bowl, for your focus to be drafting a successor to Aaron Rodgers was the ultimate insult. And I think he's on.
Are you still there? Press any key to continue, or the recording line will automatically disconnect.
Players, it's the organization as a whole. He's on a mission to show them what the hell they're doing is wrong, and I think he took a strong step in that direction yesterday about reminding us about what we can do. Minnesota helped with Kirk Cousins. He's just attempted 16 passes for the first three quarters of the game, for crying out loud. It was like, I don't know.
Are you still there? Press any key to continue, or the recording line will automatically disconnect.
But in the end, still in all, it doesn't take away from what Aaron Rodgers did when he had the ball in his hand. It was special. I think it was the best performance of the day by a quarterback, and that's saying a lot, considering how Russell Wilson looked yesterday.
Look, I knew that Aaron Rodgers was going to win this game, and I thought it would be by his...
N2 Record will disconnect from this call. The recording has ended.